The new exhibit, Face Them, at the Lichtenstein Gallery for the Arts in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, opens June 2nd and will be up through June 24th. Face Them is an opportunity to gather artistic intelligence through several mediums in one gallery. By placing pertinent topic images of today before the viewer that may make one feel moved not of our imagination, but of our reality. Remember we were talking about reality last hour? The topics are big ones: global warming, population explosion, gun control, human trafficking, and animal abuse. To tell us more, we welcome Barbara Arponte, curator of Face Them and a collage artist. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
We also welcome National Geographic photographer John Stanmeyer with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Wonderful to have you here.
Good to
Thank
be back.
Thank you very much. All right. So how did this whole exhibit come to be?
About a year ago, after so much social media, I just sat down and I said, Face Them. How can we face them as a visual artist? Let's get them all out on the wall. Let's figure this out.
Who is them?
Face Them is all the hot topics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Face those topics.
Yes.
The things that are barreling down on us.
Yes. 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 I felt very burdened by the pictures, and you know, Facebook puts so much on there, and I just felt like I, as a visual artist, let's put them out there and see how this looks. Yeah.
So what were the rules?
To find exceptional visionary artists who had the enthusiasm for this show, and I had no trouble.
So you do this a year ago.
I think about it a year ago, yeah.
Okay. And then, oh, by the way, there's this tumultuous election that's going on that all of these issues are a part of and are bouncing around like ping pong balls being ready to be picked out of a machine for the lottery. So it impacts it in some way, right?
It was actually before all the turmoil. It might have been a little bit before that. And I went to Jen Glockner at the Lichtenstein. I said, what do you think about this show? And she responded positive. She thought it was great. And she also said, maybe you can get a grant. So I got a grant for it as well, which helped out a lot.
So yeah. Tell us a little bit about working with artists and how that those conversations have went, and then we'll bring in one of those artists and talk to John
That's
about
right.
his work.
Yeah. Well, it was serendipity. I follow a lot of people, and I also have good friends, and so John, I met through Facebook, through other friends, and Roselle Chartok, I've met her earlier in time, about 10 years ago, and Peggy Braun is a prolific photographer. I've admired her work, but never met her, and Tom Smith is a naturalist and a writer for the Berkshire Eagle. These people came to mind immediately, and I contacted everyone, and everyone said yes.
That's the best way to do it, right? When everybody says yes. So, John, why did you say yes?
Well, I think it's pretty straightforward. These are all topics and issues that I've been dealing with for decades, and I don't do enough in my own backyard. I mean, I do have a little gallery and coffee house in the Berkshires, and I try to scream as loud as possible from this little yellow building in West Stockbridge, but there's so much more I'd love to interact with locally instead of always globally or, you know, in venues that aren't in our own backyard. So when Barbara reached out, and the topics are near and dear to really the fabric of life that I bear witness to, and I of course wanted to participate.
So when you participate, is it finding work that you have done that fits that model, or creating work specifically for it?
This went into the archive, Joe. I'm you know, on the road a lot. I'm on 100 plus days, almost 150, 200 days out of the year, and I could literally go either out to do it, which I'm about to head out on a plane in 30-some hours on a project that actually, for the magazine, that actually connects to even to these topics, but that won't be in the magazine until next year. But I have a 30-year archive of, in many ways, what I look at these topics are the weakness of humanity. And unfortunately, I've borne witness to too much of it, and I have enough to do multiple books or exhibits on it, and it's important to have it seen and to be presented, and what a more beautiful way, an important way, than to do it right at the ground beneath my feet.
So With that said, how do you choose and pick the work that is that you feel is appropriate and fits in, I assume, with the other work that's being presented as
That's a good question. I don't know the other work. I mean, I know who the other participants are, but I haven't seen any of it. I would guess Barbara's maybe better to explain how the curation of the walls are going to be. But I looked at the topics, and we have images from Afghanistan and Indonesia, China, Brazil, all touching to the best of my abilities on these themes. And there's unfortunately too much of this in the archive. Some of it's relatively new. Other of it goes back a decade or more. But remember, the issues that we're facing today perpetuate, unfortunately. And yet we as a human species are one of the few, if only, that can actually maybe put an end to some of this madness. And it really comes down to whether we choose to do so or not.
How do you convey that through your work and that give us... Because, as you say, for so many years, you have been watching this unfold. So there has to be an emotional resonance for you, and that comes through in the work, obviously. It has to, doesn't it?
I think the only way I've had that sort of asked to me a few times. I'm just a conduit. I'm just a pipe. I'm just an observer. And the essence of this weakness that we do to ourselves repeats itself. Mm-hmm. And we are making steps forward as a humanity, I do believe. I don't think it's one step forward and two steps back. Sometimes I do feel that we're standing in one place. And so the conveyance of that is just the natural world that presents itself before me. I don't set anything up. I'm just a conduit or a witness.
You're a witness and you're a conduit, but we can also choose what we witness.
Well, of course. I mean, we also when in the descriptive way of storytelling using a camera, we are, you could say, not editorializing, but we're blinding ourselves within a frame. There's much more going on beyond the frame that we see. And so I try, as just a simple human being, to present the magnitude and also the quietness, the poetry, the madness that is playing out before me to the best of my human abilities. And if you can feel something, if you can take a piece of this and dare I hope, turn the wheel of change. I can't do it. You can't do it. You do wonderful work here on WAMC. I listen to it constantly throughout the day, and yet you are heralding every top of the hour, right? The same, you know, news that repeats itself.
But right.
We need to collectively turn the wheel of change, and that I do see slowly happening.
It's interesting. I was just struck by what you said a moment ago of you'll go out, you will take photos, you're leaving on a trip in just a few hours, and we may not see those for a year.
Yeah, a National Geographic story usually takes a year to produce. This one's actually going to move a little bit faster, which is unique for the magazine. But yes, it's... you know, this I can't go into details of this next assignment. Just it's not to be super secretive, but it's a major issue that I'll be working on globally and around 10 different countries.
So how do you plan, maybe not for this trip specifically, but for a trip in general, of planning that and knowing that A, you are going to get it right for that moment, but also that it's going to stand that test of time of at least a year until it hits the newsstands?
Well, you hope I'm going to get it right at the moment, right? Everything about the work that we do as photography and in the extreme art of reality is that moment. There's a lot of research that goes in, so reading books, reading as much online. We have this vast treasure trove of information to read in. It's a lot of logistical planning, especially when you're doing a multi-country story, when you're looking at issues of who we are as humans. And yet we're all the same. The planning, I've been planning this story for almost a month, mm-hmm. not every day. But really, I'll pack maybe an hour before heading to JFK. I'm a pretty minimalist on what I carry. But it's a lot of research. And then it really comes down to, as you said, that moment. I have no idea what to expect. I expect nothing, and I'm thankful for what there is. And it's oftentimes in the quietness, when you don't think, when you don't expect anything, that the majesty and the power and the essence of the narrative begins to take shape.
When we look at this exhibit, Face Them, which, as I mentioned, opens June 2nd and will be up through June 24th, talk a little bit, if you will, Barbara, about how ultimately you see this unfolding and over the time, because I know you'll be having a celebration for the opening, and then it'll be up of people interacting with these very large topics.
I kind of feel that it's a pilot. I think it's a wonderful start for artists to start communicating, not just for a pretty picture anymore,
yeah,
to really start doing something that we have a duty now. And I think we've seen that in the last year, while this has been in the planning stage with everyone else rising up and resisting. We've got to incorporate global warming. We've got to incorporate animal cruelty. We've got to incorporate population explosion, human trafficking. And I think the artists can do that. I think we have a duty.
Yeah. And it starts conversations. It continues conversations. Mm-hmm. And obviously, hopefully, yeah, it will result in some change.
Yeah, I think it may spur on other people who are not visual artists to be visual artists. Peggy Braun, a wonderful photographer, says, you know, I've been going to these marches. Do you mind if I take pictures of people in the streets? And I said, no, this is great. Run with it. Because it's emotion. It's people working towards a cause. And I said, this is fine. She says, I'm going to do something very different for this show. And I'm like, great. So she was inspired. And Craig Walker is a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer, photojournalist for the Boston Globe, and he's coming. He worked for the Berkshire Eagle, and he's going to do the refugee crisis, so he's coming in. Everyone is very excited about this, and I think it's a sample of what it can be. Yeah.
The new exhibit, Face Them, at the Lichtenstein Gallery for the Arts in Pittsfield opens June 2nd. It will be up through June 24th. And people can find out more information through your Facebook page. Is that the easiest way? Or
yep.
Discover, what's your website? Is it Discover Pittsfield?
Yes.
DiscoverPittsfield.com, I believe. Yes. The new exhibit is Face Them. It opens June 2nd through the 24th. Barbara Ponte and John Stanmeyer, I thank you so much for being with us. And
thank
best
you.
Luck with what you're doing and the incredible work.
Thank you, what you're doing here.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.